I am Rob Elliott.
And I'm Josh Robinson.
And welcome to the Everyday iRacers podcast.
So this is a podcast where we talk about everything iRacing, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
So we are two guys who met on iRacing, and we work on our racecraft, and we enjoy contributing to the iRacing community.
On our show, we'll pass along tips, observations, and our view of the iRacing world as it evolves.
So we talk about iRacing evolving, and has it ever evolved over the course of this past year? I mean, I became a member of the iRacing community. I call it on COVID Monday, literally the week that we were all sort of locked in March.
Yeah, and I think I came maybe 3 weeks after you did. I've been sim racing off and on for 20 years and kind of discovered iRacing when it showed up on TV with the IndyCar and NASCAR. And figured I'd give it a shot. I'd kind of been almost not avoiding it, but hadn't really paid it enough attention over the last couple of years. And it's a whole world I didn't really know existed.
Well, I don't know what the subscription numbers are for iRacing, but there was a huge peak or boom, I guess, when COVID came. Now, I was never into sim racing before I got into iRacing. You were for many years, but you know, I just had a general interest in motorsport overall, and I was into karting, electric indoor karting, and I was doing that all the time on the weekends with my buddies, and then all of a sudden we couldn't. So I just gravitated to an online world, and wow, I haven't looked back. It's been awesome.
Well, so I had done RC car racing with Nitro RC cars, and I loved it, and haven't been able to do that. You know, I've got kids, we're busy on the weekends, and had done some sim racing, kind of Gran Turismo, that kind of thing, enjoyed it. It's halfway competitive. And I didn't realize that it was kind of the baby version of what you get with iRacing.
And then, you know, Josh, you and I, we talk a lot. I mean, we're on Discord together. We've been racing pretty much every night, literally, for 6 months or whatever. But just the other day, I was looking through stuff and I came across where you can send messages to one another. And I saw the first message that you sent to me after we bumped into one another on the racetrack, probably in Mazdas, eh, as rookies. But so. Yeah, so it was just a couple of weeks after I was into iRacing. And, you know, we were just nice and polite with one another on the track. And then we connected via iRacing, direct messaging. And then from there, scooted into a Discord channel. We'll talk about for people who maybe don't know about it. You know, we've been a great time racing with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think our story's probably not unique. I think it's interesting that I've heard a couple other folks go through the same thing we did. They say, hey, I've seen you in the last couple of races or over the last week or two. People kind of chat with each other a little bit through the service. And then they say, hey, I'll connect with you offline. And so I've kind of observed just the beginning of other folks, you know, finding a buddy to hang out with. So it's kind of interesting that you can do that on a sim racing service like that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I'll tell you another little story here is, you know, I'm coming downstairs and racing after my kids and everybody's gone to bed at night. And then so in the morning, I woke up and I looked at my wife and I was like, so, honey, I have a new friend. She looked at me and she just laughed. She's like, okay, tell me about your new friend. And yeah. I was like, his name is Josh.
Well, and she knew you hadn't been out of the house.
Oh, yeah. She saw the total humor in it. And I was listening to some other podcasts over, you know, the last few months about iRacing. And that's what's kind of inspired you and I to put together this podcast, because we figure we have something good to contribute and that we can do a really good job at it. So I was listening to a podcast a couple of months ago and they were interviewing Clint Bowyer and he was telling the story about how addictive it is, how awesome it is that he has to keep his rig out of his house and in his barn so that otherwise he'd be on it all the time. And I think his comment, you can correct me, I think you listened to the same thing too. I think his comment was like, if you have young kids, do not get into iRacing because it will take over your life.
A professional race driver, right? And I've heard Tony Kanaan, the IndyCar racer, tell the same story, absolutely, make the same comment. So,
yeah, it's an incredible racing experience for sure. We're going to do episodes for iRacers that are just starting out to give them some tips and tricks that have helped us along the way. And we're going to talk about current week. In fact, we're going to release our show at 0:00 GMT on Tuesday morning.
So what's so special? That's kind of a mouthful.
Well, it just so happens to be the time that iRacing releases their week. So for me, my week starts on Monday at, I think, 5 p.m. So, but the real time it starts around the world is 0:00 GMT. And that's the time when we have new tracks, new races for the various series that we're doing. And we're going to release our shows on that time so we can talk about the races coming up that week.
I think that's perfect.
We certainly hope that you're going to find the conversation engaging, and you can hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you're listening on Spotify, you can go to anchor.fm/everydayiracers and you can leave us a voice message and tell us what you think.
As long as it's positive.
As long as it's positive, yep. So on that note, we will see you on the track.